Good morning, I'm Jody Knoll. It's good to have you along for Public Radio Music Day. And we are playing Michigan-made music throughout the day today and also checking in with some classical music leaders from around the listening area, from the Lansing Symphony Orchestra.
Timothy Muffet, I'm music director of the Lansing Symphony Orchestra in Lansing, Michigan.
Tim, how has the COVID-19 crisis affected spring concerts by the Lansing Symphony?
Well, they've been canceled or postponed. You know, we're hoping that maybe we can still get some out before summer gets by us, but who knows? We're keeping an eye on the way things progress.
Do you have any ideas of how to stay in touch with your audience at a time when people are not able to get together in a concert hall?
Well, we actually, the Lansing Symphony is about to launch a series of online offerings that will include once weekly educational program. We know that so many families are homeschooling now, and we have a terrific music educator on board, our director of education, who is going to produce some half-hour segments for young children that will feature some area music teachers as well as members of the Lansing Symphony and some general music content. There will also be later in the week on Thursday afternoons short concerts given by individual members of the Lansing Symphony from their own home that we will put up especially for this occasion. And then on Saturday nights, which is a great night to go to the symphony, we will be broadcasting archived performances of the Lansing Symphony through our web channel. So we're hoping that this will provide some different content. I mean, there's no shortage of content out there, but we hope that this is something that our audience will connect with, because these are faces they know and an organization they know, and hopefully keep us in touch with them in a meaningful way.
And just go to lansingsymphony.org?
Correct.
Do you think maybe we'll all come out of this with a renewed appreciation of gathering together to hear live concerts?
I really do. And I know how I feel about it. And that is a energy unlike anything else when we come together as a community to have an experience. And that community element is what we're hoping to create with this online series. But of course, it's nothing like being in person. And that energy and that spirit is an important part of what we do. I think we'll all be very hungry for it when the time comes.
Do you think that we take for granted the arts and their importance in our lives?
I do, and it's an occasion like this where we realize when we don't have access to them, perhaps we come to realize how big of a role the arts play in our daily lives in nourishing our spirit and maybe providing inspiration or maybe just even a distraction from other things. So hopefully this occasion will help us appreciate what we have on a normal day.
You are also music director of the Baton Rouge Symphony Orchestra, and if I remember correctly, this was to be your final season with them.
That's correct.
Were there any big concerts yet this year that you're going to miss because of?
a huge concert. My final concert as music director of the Beethoven Ninth Symphony was scheduled for the end of April. And so that has been postponed, and right now we're looking for a date a few months down the road to hopefully recreate that experience. You know, you think about young people in schools where the music, you know, they have the big musical production at the end of the year. They're missing out on that. Music plays such an important role in our lives. It's all been put on hold right now, but we just have to hope that this is temporary.
Any final words of encouragement for either our listeners or for other arts organizations?
I do think that the people who have kept the music happening year after year, the sponsors, the philanthropists, the music will still be important to them. And we have to hope that the music will keep happening as we move forward when the time comes that we can all come together again. My go-to for classical music in this time is my favorite radio station, WKAR, and this is a station that never lets us down with extraordinary musical content and wonderful programming, and they just are a light in our lives here in our home on a daily basis.
Is there a piece of music that you would like to suggest to our audience that might be of comfort or hope or inspiration during this difficult time?
The first thing that comes to my mind when you ask me that would be one of the string quartets of Beethoven. Any of the middle quartets, which I find to be extraordinarily uplifting, even when the music might be perhaps introspective, the works themselves are just so extraordinary that makes me thankful to be alive.